I'm just ignorant. I ain't crazy, I'm just ignorant.
Welcome up to the Unusual Thoughts Podcast.
I was riding around in the V12 with the racks in the middle. Had a friend almighty God, they let my dog out to kill him. When you get it straight up out the mud, you can't imagine this shit. I've been pulling up in the drop tops with the baddest bitch. Young nigga been focused on my check. Got a new coupe wrapped around my neck. Tryna put the water on my protect. I got killers to the left of me.
Where's lurking on her? Ain't show no mercy on her. We was going back to back, we put a curfew on her. It was dark clouds on us, but that was perfect for us. We know you always crash and burn, but it was working for us.
Limo tint the V12, double check the details. Gotta cross my T's and dot my I's or I can't sleep well. Millions off the retail, once again I prevail. Knew that shit was over from the day I dropped my pre-sale. Hold up, let the beat build, see me in the street still. I've been fighting battles up a steep hill. They gave my road dog 12, it was a sweet deal. And I've been riding solo trying to rebuild.
Yeah. We are back with another week of the Unusual Thoughts Podcast. I am your host, Desmond Boogie, whatever you want to call me. Like I say every week, this is episode 15, and it should be a good one, man. I got a special guest for you guys that I'm going to introduce to you. Well, I'm going to let him introduce himself later, but first things first, I know we got to do the Unusual Thought of the Week. And it's simple, man. It's for my parents out there. So this week has been a interesting week. My son, who y'all know I talk about often on this show, has been going through a little bit of emotions, and I try my best to let him understand that I try to be understanding at all times. What I've learned this week, man, is patience. And of course, understanding is having patience and giving an opportunity to speak. Giving your kids the opportunity to speak and explain themselves, not just jump out the window just because they do something wrong or they do something that you don't like or say something that you don't like. Allow them the opportunity to speak and we all grew up like, man, the kid don't know right from wrong, blah, blah, blah. They do know right from wrong. And I'm a parent that likes to not go directly to fussing or whooping or screaming at my child or anything like that. I try to be understanding. So this week we had one of those moments where he had a really, really rough day. And come to find out, he's been having a rough stretch. And instead of just jumping off the bridge, man, I took the time to listen and understand where he was coming from. And I think we got to the bottom of it. And I think we had a really, really good conversation. So what I want y'all to do, man, is be slow to anger and be patient with your children, because the kids, man, they're trying to figure this thing out just like we are. So don't jump out the window on any and everything that happens in your child's life, especially when no matter what it is, whether it be school, whether it be anywhere. But one thing that I do not tolerate, and he knows this better than anybody, I will never tolerate him disrespecting an adult under no circumstances. We just don't. We don't allow that. Me or his mom allows that. And that goes for any adult. It don't matter who it is. It could be anybody. So whenever he does anything like that, that's when I have a problem with him. Like him just getting into trouble talking or anything like that, I get it. I understand my son, so I don't really get too mad at him about those things. But disrespecting an adult, I will be mad at him about those things. So he had a rough week, and It was a rough result, but we got through it. We had a long conversation. Some tears were shed. I cried a little bit. And you know, we had to get through that. So, but we got through it. Like, he didn't cry because I had to make him understand, like, look, you can talk to me. Don't ever be scared to just come and talk to me. I don't care what it's about. I don't care if you think you're going to get in trouble. Come and talk to me about it. And if you have something to say that you think may make me mad, tell me. Let me be mad at it. I can't be mad at you for telling me something that I do wrong because I'm not a perfect father. And I do some things that, like I said, I do some things that just aren't perfect. So I want him to be able to just tell me, like, hey, Dad, that was wrong. I didn't like that you did this, blah, 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 whatever the case may be. And I, just because he tells me that don't mean that I can be mad at him for telling me something that I did. So I want parents to be understanding. I want to be understanding and be slow to anger, man. Be patient. Like, I think one of the best things that happened to me, man, is when I worked in the school system in Memphis, and it taught me, it made me a much better father because it taught me patience. Like, man, these kids, they know, but then they don't know. So sometimes you gotta practice patience. So this week was one of those times that I practiced that, and I think it was for the betterment for me and for him. I think both of us left out of that with feeling a lot better than we did before. Instead of me just getting mad and just going crazy on him, we kind of came together. He put his feelings and thoughts out on the table. I responded, and we came to a common ground to where I don't think we're going to go. Going forward, I don't think we're going to have those issues anymore. So, like I said, man, be patient, be loving, be understanding to your kids. Let them know that you love them every day. Don't let a day go by without letting your kids know that you love them, that you care for them, that you want to do everything you can to see them succeed. So that's just what I want to learn. That's something that I've learned, and I'm understanding that going through this life, learning and relearning things is a must. Like, you have to relearn. Like, just constant learning does nothing but help you. So, again, parents, just try to be understanding and be patient with your kids, man, because they don't want to disappoint you. They don't want to do anything bad. I know my son not a bad kid, but he can't have his day. So with that being said, that is the unusual thought of the week. And we're just going to keep it rolling, man. I know y'all heard me say that I have a special guest with me this week, and we're going to sit on here, and we're going to have us a conversation. Now, I'm going to tell y'all now, I don't know where this podcast is about to go. I have absolutely no idea where this particular podcast is about to go. When I tell you, this guy here, I know for a fact that I'm random as hell. Like, I'm random. Like, I think about the most random stuff. I talk about the most random stuff. Yeah, he'll chip off the old block, so... I'm not going to introduce him. I'm going to allow him to introduce himself and tell y'all a little bit about himself before we get started today. So, guest.
Hi, my name is Desmond, but just call me Tay because don't you know why.
Come on closer so they can hear you. Make sure they can hear you.
Okay.
Say it one more time.
My name is Desmond, but just tell me, Tay, because you know.
You know
what?
We
both have the same first name.
Yeah, I think we both got the same last name, too.
Yeah, we both got the same first name and last name.
But that is, I know y'all probably noticed the voice he is. He's on the intro of this of the podcast. But that is my wonderful son, Desmond, and he'll be joining me this week. That's why I told y'all, I have absolutely no clue where this particular podcast is going, because he is one of the most random people that I know. He is, he can be all over the place because he's a smart kid. So he thinks about a lot of stuff. He sees a lot of stuff, and he remembers everything. So once again, people, I hope y'all enjoyed this. This will be one for the ages, and I'm really, really happy that he agreed to jump on the podcast with me this week. But again, I do not know where this podcast is going. I'm going to let him lead it. I'm going to try to join in on some of the things that he talks about, because I don't know about a lot of things. So, what's something that you want to talk about?
Hot Wheels.
Hot Wheels?
Yeah.
What about Hot Wheels?
The same did First on the Horizon.
Tell you, they can't see you counting on your fingers, so you can't just sit there and be counting like, wait, one, two. You got to talk. Like, they can only hear you. So you have to speak. So you want to speak about Hot Wheels. What about them? I know we've bought you plenty over the years.
And for Sun Horizon 3, if you don't mind a count on Xbox, then, like, anyone in my class...
Okay, I don't listen. I told y'all I don't know what he gonna talk about, but somebody has a birthday coming up in a month and a half. When's your birthday?
June 3rd.
So June 3rd is his birthday. So we'll start with that. What do you plan on doing or getting for your birthday? Tell them how old you'll be on your birthday first.
8.
You'll be 8 years old. It's crazy to know that in a couple weeks I will have.
Yeah, I am 7 years old and I am in second grade.
Yes, second grade. What school do you go to?
Kaiser Lawrence Elementary Magnet, or CLEM for short.
You like this school, don't it?
Yes.
I like Carter Lawrence School. Shout out to Carter Lawrence. But he is in the second grade going into the third grade. As you guys know, like I said, he's about to turn 8. So what do you want to do, and what kind of gift do you want for your birthday?
I want my own computer.
You want your own computer for what?
So that way I don't have to ask my mom if I can use her computer.
So what type of things do you want to do on your own computer?
Use code.org.
All you want to do is watch, go on YouTube and watch Minecraft videos.
I said use code.com.
What's that?
It's like something where you learn how to code.
Learn how to code?
Yeah.
That's interesting. What you trying to learn how to code?
Well, we're using code.org in technology class every...
Wait a second. Y'all got a technology class in second grade?
Well, yeah, now we do.
That's crazy. I definitely didn't have a technology class in second grade.
Yeah, so now we have 5.
So what type of things do y'all do in technology class?
We learn to use all the types of computer stuff. By using videos, other stuff. Also, it's...
Got to make sure you speak up so they can hear you. Don't scream. Because I know you... I know you was about to try to scream. Don't scream. Just speak up a little bit. Come on back. Come on. Just speak up a little bit so I can make sure that they hear you whenever you're talking. Because I know that you do have a low tone and you got a soft voice, so you got to make sure that they hear you. So you said that that you learned about coding and technology in the class. So what else were you saying?
They explain the ropes of it in the videos. Sometimes it's just random other stuff. Also, there is one that I can still remember. It was that dance one that everyone had to do at first.
Okay, but you can't dance, though.
No, I'm talking about in code.
Okay, well, this in code or in real life, you can't dance. You ain't got no rhythm, Tay. I love you, but you don't have rhythm. I'm sorry. Stop. You don't have rhythm, but that's okay. Because sometimes you play the Michael Jackson game with your auntie. And sometimes you win and sometimes
and
you
just
lose.
Just Dance.
Just Dance, yeah. You play that on a Wii, right?
Yes.
You think you can beat me?
Yes.
No, I don't think so. So tell me this. So I don't think you can beat me, but tell me something that you do think you can beat me at. I do know one thing that you beat me at all the time.
What?
You don't remember what you beat me at all the time?
No.
Rock, paper, scissors.
I bet I could still
beat
you
on. See, you always beat me at it.
I bet I could still beat you on the road too.
Maybe so. So tell me something else that you think that you can that you can beat me at.
Hmm.
Definitely not basketball.
Yeah, even if it's on tech. I'm serious. Even if it's on the Wii.
I don't care what it's on. I'm not going to let you beat me.
I found it.
Do I let you beat me and stuff?
No.
Nope. You have to earn a win over here, don't
mm-hmm.
it? You have to, because that teaches you stuff. That teach you how to lose and how to work harder at winning. So I don't like mm-hmm. to just let you.
Taylor, I'm serious. She never beats me at NBA 2K11 on the Wii.
So you're better than her at that game, huh?
Yeah.
So let the people know that listen to this podcast. Let them know what you like to do, what you're interested in. Like, what are some of the things that you just enjoy doing?
Gaming and doing the podcast and doing the broadcast.
Broadcast. So
with gaming.
So broadcast, like you... Well, we are in the process of starting our YouTube channel, so be looking forward to that.
Yeah.
So that's what he mean by broadcasting. We have the camera, we have everything set up, so now we have some ideas.
I was actually talking about on my Xbox.
On your Xbox?
Yeah.
Can record something on your Xbox. Yep, you can. So what else are you interested in? You like reading, too.
Mm-hmm.
I know you enjoy reading. You always got a book in your hand reading something.
Mm-hmm.
So what type of stuff do you like to read? You just told me you read about, who did you just read about recently?
From my library?
Yeah.
Romeo and Juliet.
Romeo and Juliet. So tell me something that you learned about Romeo and Juliet from what you read.
Why? That you shouldn't be talking and you shouldn't be mean.
I'm serious.
There are little parts of it where they showed those two people, where they showed the two kids being mean to each other.
Well, their families.
One is a sheep. One is a monkey.
A sheep and a monkey. And what are you going to do yet?
It's the Stratford Zoo.
So you must read a different Romeo and Juliet. But I know their families didn't like each other, so that's why they were mean to each other. But though Romeo and Juliet were in love, and they were just trying to be together.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get through?
At the end, they were the sheep and the monkey were both happy.
I don't remember no sheep and no monkey. You're going to have to show me that.
Actually, I'll have to get it back from the library.
But that's fine, too. Whatever you got to do, I want to see the sheep and the monkey because I don't remember. So, you gotta show me that.
Hey, it's a different version.
So, what else are you, what other things do you like to do? I know you are playing soccer right now. I know everybody that knows me knows I play basketball. They know that I was pretty good at basketball. And I get this question all the time. Now that you are getting older, I get this question all the time. You gonna make them play basketball? And let me ask you this. Do I make you play sports?
No.
So,
but one time when we were signing up for basketball, it was that the sign up for basketball was over, actually. So we had to go with soccer.
I know. But we signed you up. Me and your mom signed you up for basketball a few years ago. And I told myself, I'm not going to spend no more money on you when it comes to basketball because... when you played basketball in the league that you played in, I went to every practice, I went to every game, and you weren't interested in it at the moment.
Yeah.
So
right now I'm interested in soccer.
I know you like soccer right now, so mm-hmm. I don't know if you have a game tomorrow, but...
Actually, I had to do it yesterday.
You had a game yesterday?
Yeah, I had to.
Why you didn't tell me?
Sorry.
Rude, punk.
You don't tell me about everything.
I don't tell you about everything. I got to do better at that. But he played basketball, man. The reason that I don't want to force him into playing basketball because I want him to love the game for himself the same way that I fell in love with playing basketball. So when I signed him up for it, it was all over the place. Like, I can remember one play. We were sitting we was in his game. And the rest of the kids on the floor was on one end of the floor. And I looked down and Tay was on the other end on the free throw line, laying on his back with his feet kicked in the air. just don't care. He was back there doing whatever he wanted to do. So I'm like, I'm not spending no more money on basketball with this child until he wants to play. And whenever he, if and when he gets to a place to where he wants to play, I teach him everything that I know. And I know tons of people that can teach him a lot of different things that make him a really good basketball player.
I do not remember that.
I know you don't. You was young. You maybe 3 or 4, maybe. 3 or 4 years old. But I hope, I would say this, I don't make him play basketball, but I do, I have to be honest with myself, I do hope that he plays. I truly can, one of my dreams is just watching him, I'm sitting in the stands of him in high school or college or a professional coming down and just playing. So that is one of my dreams, but I will never try to force him to play. If he wants to play, he will. If he doesn't, I support him in anything that he wants to do.
When we were doing the sign-up, I wanted to.
I know you want to, but I mean whenever you get older. So whenever you get older. So I just want to support you, and that's why I tried to, that's why I bought the camera and everything so we can start our YouTube channel, because I just want to support you and what you want to do. So is there anything else that you want to do that you like? Tell the people what you like. I know you're always talking about Minecraft, and I don't be knowing what you be talking about. So tell them some about Minecraft.
Now, for most kids, you probably know this. Shout out to the people who know most about this.
Did you just give a shout out?
Yes. Do you have a problem with it?
So tell them what else. Tell them something about it.
It's like a game all about survival. Well, not all about survival. There's a creative mode where you have unlimited resources at in-game.
Unlimited resources?
Yeah.
About what? Because I don't know how to play Minecraft. I look to you for all those things. I watch you play it. I watch you watch videos of other people playing it. But I don't know anything about it.
Well, if you don't know anything about it, then I'll get some library Minecraft books for you.
You gonna give me a reading assignment?
Yeah.
You're not gonna give me no reading assignment. You ain't my teacher.
Yes, I am. Not I am at all. Gonna interview it, and you shall finish it.
What is that voice? You talking like Darth Vader. You don't even know what that is, do it.
I do. I read a book on him.
See, you always reading books. You my little nerd.
He used to be Anakin Skywalker.
See, you smart. You a whole lot smarter than me. You think you smarter than me?
At Star Wars?
At anything.
No.
Do you know how tall you are right now?
Taller than most boys at my age.
That's all you gotta say. You think you're taller than most boys at your age?
No, I'm serious. The doctor said so.
I know. I know. I see you every day, so I know that you taller than a lot of boys at your age. That's the funny part. You're too big, and your feet big too. Why you got big feet?
I do not know.
I blame your mama.
Why? You should be blaming God. He created me. He created me.
God created you, so you love God?
Yes.
That's a good job. High five to it. We love God over here on this side, don't we? Mm-hmm. I know that you love reading, you love tech. Who are some of the people that you love the most?
My mom, you.
Yeah. Who else?
Everyone in the world.
You love everybody?
Yeah, even the homeless. Even the bad.
You love everybody. So you got love.
Love everyone.
So who taught you that?
Bible.
The Bible taught you that. Good job. This is what I'm talking about. Now, I will tell y'all the truth. He comes to me quite often with Bible stories and different things that I absolutely love. I think one of the things that we share with each other that we both, like I said, I think this is one of our biggest connections that we talk about any and everything, no matter what.
I forgot a special shout out.
Okay, who are your special shout out to?
Carson.
Who is Carson?
There are two. One at Fun Company that when we all move on to this next grade, he'll be in fifth grade, which means he will be there. And the Carson at my training.
What training you at?
Soccer.
You act like you got a job or something talking about a training. That's practice. It's not training. It's like, practice.
Hey, it's like
well, training. Whoever y'all Carsons are, shout out to y'all. That's a special shout out from Tay. If you don't want to get no more shout outs, do it.
I don't know.
Good. Don't get no more shout outs. I don't know. But one of the watch your tone, boy. But one of the things that we do often, and I think both of us, I think it's the catalyst of our relationship as a father and a son is we talk. Like, we will literally talk about anything that comes to our minds, whether it's him leading the conversation or me. We find time to just sit down and talk, and I think that's why our bond comes from. I think we both love to just spend time with each other, no matter what it is, whether we're sitting at the house on a rainy day or... What are some of the fun things we do together?
Go to trampoline places.
We went to altitude recently, which was a lot of fun. You got a chance to do the ninja course.
Oh, yeah. Right. I just want to warn you, 24 minutes left.
Don't be worried about that, bro.
Hey.
So, but we went to altitude recently, and he had a chance to do the ninja course. Now, my son is tall. Like he just said, he's bigger than most kids his age. He don't really have coordination just yet.
Oh, what? What did it say?
So, he a little bit clumsy, and I laugh at him because one thing that I'm starting to learn, as he gets older, he is exactly like me. My mom tells me that all the time, like, he acts like you. He's one of them people like, you love people, right? But you like to be by yourself.
Sometimes.
So, just like me, a lot of times people love me. I love to meet new people, but a lot of times I like to be to myself. And I can remember one time when he was in, I think maybe first grade or kindergarten. We had a parent-teacher conference. Me and his mom was sitting there. And the teacher was like, well, Desmond, he doesn't really work well in groups. And we were sitting there and she was like, and the teacher was like, why do you think that? And me and Rose was like, well, he's the only child. He's the only child for me. He's the only child for her. And if it's left up to me, let me go on my story for a second. If it's left up to me, it's going to stay that way. So I love my son to death, but I don't know if I won't. Just know if it's left up to me, he might be the only child forever. But the teacher was just like, he'd rather work by himself. And the teacher was like, she was like, I'm kind of concerned because he might be the only one of his age that really doesn't. He would rather work by himself instead of working in a group. And then the teacher was like, where did he get it from? Where does he get that from? And I can remember his mama just looking right at me laughing like, go on, tell her who he get it from. And I just started laughing because I'm like, okay, yeah, he gets that from me. I enjoy being by myself. Don't get me wrong, I love people. People love me. But I like my alone time. And I think that's one of the traits that's deep inside of me that he took. And he took it from me. And a lot of other things, too. I think now, like I said, he's getting older. So I think his mentality is starting to be like mine a little bit.
Wait, what's mentality?
The way you think.
Oh.
The way you process information. I think a lot of times that he's getting, I think a lot of those traits are rubbing off on him. Now, the book smarts, never was dumb at all. Don't ever think I was dumb. I could do any work that I wanted to. I just personally did not like school, but his mom is really smart.
How dare you?
What happened?
I love school.
See, that's what I'm saying. So I didn't like school, so I'm giving you credit for loving school. So your mom loved school. Mm-hmm. I didn't like school that much. So, when he reads books and things, I love it because I'd be like, I never did that as a kid. Like, if I didn't have to read a book, I didn't. And I'd be 100% honest with you. Now, I read all the time. Like, I would read a book in a heartbeat.
Sure you do.
But I didn't start reading books until Tay was probably a year or two. And when I was trying to teach him how to read, we would teach him letters and the sounds of letters. This one, I was living in Memphis at the time, and he came down there to stay with me. And you remember when we used to go to the school? I used to I used to make flashcards for you with letters and sounds.
Mm-hmm.
So
when you left me up.
Yep.
When I got scared, I was like, ha 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 ha. I'm scared of heights, okay?
I don't know how you're going to be tall. You can't be scared of heights, bro. So, but when he was younger, when I was trying to teach him how to read, we're going through the process of trying to teach him how to read and his sounds and his letters, lowercase, uppercase, whatever the case may be. And then we started doing, I would have to read to him sometimes, and then he would teach the words. I would teach him the words like that, and then I started buying him books. And then he started reading smaller books, and when he would read smaller books, I was like, I don't want to be over here playing a game or on my phone or something. So I started reading. So now I've read way more books in the past, I would say, 5 years than I have my entire life. I enjoy reading. I'm about to start a new book, The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck. That's the new book that I'm going to read. Yeah, you better not see it.
I was just starting that from my eyes.
But yeah, so that's one of our things. So I appreciate him. That's one of the things that he kind of, his love for kind of sparked a fire in me to start doing. His love for reading kind of sparked me to start reading a lot more books. And with reading, I just learned that, man, you learn a lot. And I'm the older I get, man, the more information that I love. I enjoy new information. I enjoy information that makes me think outside of myself. So that's one of the things that I thank him for often. But I don't tell him that, and I tell you now that I thank you for lighting that fire back in me to just start reading books and things like that to try to learn new information. So
you're welcome.
High five to you. Well, fist pound. But stop trying to hug me. I don't like you like that. But okay, so you like to read. You enjoy doing the trampoline things with me. What was one of the scariest things that me and you did together? I think I know what was really that really scared you a lot.
That sky high thing?
The sky high thing. I think the sky high thing scared you a lot.
You know the one where you have to put that thing on and then go up a lot of things? I was like,
ah! Because you scared. I think another thing that scared you a lot is when we went laser tag. Oh. You were scared of the dark. You begged me to go to laser tag. You begged me for a long time. Daddy, let's do laser tag. Let's do it.
Yeah, and now I'm not scared of that game anymore.
So I finally say, okay, let's go to laser
tag. After four games, I am better.
You better, so next time we go, you're not going to be scared. So next time we go, you're not going to stand beside me the whole time. You're just going to go into the thing by yourself.
Yeah, and I will keep shooting you.
Because you got me shot a couple times trying to hold on to me.
Yeah, I was like, pew!
So what else do you, laser tag is fun for you. What else do you like doing? What do you like doing with your mommy?
Maybe it either is Easter or Easter Christmas.
Is this Sunday. Easter is this Sunday, and well, we all know what Christmas is.
Mm-hmm. Also tomorrow, there's going to be an Easter egg at my house. Are you going to be able
to At your come? House?
Yeah.
Who doing the Easter? Well, we'll talk about that later. We're not going to talk about that on the podcast. But those are just some of the things that we enjoy doing. Like I said, I think the one thing that we bond over, we don't really care about. I've always been the type of parent that I don't really care about what I can buy him, because I know I can get him whatever he wants far as shoes and clothes and things like that. But I don't think he cares that much about it. I think more than anything that he loves, he just likes to be with me. He'll tell me all the time like that. I don't care about that. I just want to be with you. I don't care where we at. So, that's the biggest bond between the both of us. It's just our time that we spend together, and that will never change. I don't think neither one of us will ever change that mindset of just the time that we spend together is the most important thing to either one of us. Am I right about that?
Yes.
So, no matter what's going on, like, I know right now, like I said, I'm going through some things, and I'm transitioning to some other things, so I don't ever want to sacrifice the relationship that we have by not spending the time with him to let him know that I care. Because I think the time that we spend together is letting him know that I care about him. And I guess I got to keep getting better at that because I grew up without my father. And I remember one day you remember when you asked me about my dad one day? Mm-hmm. And I didn't know what to say to you. You asked me, you were like, we was riding in the car, I picked you up from school one day, and you were like, Dad, I got a question. So I turned the radio down to you. I said, what's up? And you was like, Papa is mommy's daddy. You're my daddy. You're always around. Where is your daddy? And I didn't know what to say to you. And I can remember I told your mama that later on that day. I can remember I called your uncle. I called your Uncle Justin, and I cried because I was like, I don't know what to say to him. He asking about our daddy, and I truly don't know what to say to him. So I know that hurt or that feeling to feel like your father don't love you because he's not around. So I don't ever want you to feel that way. And I want to make sure that for the rest of your life that you know that I fool with you. I don't like you every day. But I love you to death.
Yeah, but wait, doesn't that still count as like he?
You say doesn't that still count? No, bro, you get on my nerves some days.
It
you
always want to fight. Count.
You always want to fight and wrestle and stuff. You don't never try to fight your mama. Why you always want to fight me?
She's like, nope. Hey, she doesn't want me to.
Because you almost her size now. You too big. Stop, man. You too big to be all up on people like that. But I love you to death.
I've got four pillows behind me.
I don't know why. So, is there anything else you want to tell the people?
Yes.
Tell them then.
Honestly, to be honest, my dad kind of gets triggered.
Who gets triggered?
You.
I don't get triggered. I'm fine.
Actually, you always go like, ah!
I do that.
You tried to sit on me today.
Well, yeah, I'm gonna sit on you now if you keep talking crazy. Stop playing, man. I'm gonna hit you your jaw. You do that again, but yeah, because every time me and you, if I just be sitting looking at something on TV, I might be looking at something on my phone, and you would just come jump on me.
Surprise.
There ain't no surprise.
Yeah, I'd go like ah.
Cause you're crazy.
I am not crazy.
So, okay, well, we didn't talk to the people about that a little bit. So now, we're going to talk about
episode 16.
I don't want you on episode 16. You might can do episode 16 with me, but one of the things I do want to talk about is the NBA playoffs that's going on. I know you don't care about it, but I care about it.
Actually, yeah.
So,
yeah, I barely even care about it.
Oh, you weird, bro. You weirdo. You gotta love basketball. I told you, I tell you all the time, you my little nerd. I love you for it, but you my little nerd, ain't it?
Yeah, but that doesn't mean I'm a nerd on that.
Well, you are a nerd, and I love you regardless. Nerd or no nerd, I love you anyway. But the NBA playoffs are in full swing right now, man. They trying to tell you that the ratings are down like 20-some percent because LeBron isn't playing. So what? Right now, the playoffs are really, really entertaining. There hasn't been one series so far that hasn't been entertaining, at least to me. Let me speak for myself. I hadn't seen one that's not entertaining. Minnesota. God knows they're not in the playoffs. But not Minnesota, but the Raptors are tied 1-1 with Orlando right now. That's been a good series. Milwaukee is up 2-0 right now. That's been a good series, even though they are up 2-0. They're just a better team, but it hasn't. They're playing Detroit without Blake Griffin, but it's still, to me, it's been as entertaining as it could be for them. So that's in the East. Who else in the East right now? You got the Sixers. And Brooklyn Nets, that's been a very, very interesting series. That series has been really, really good, man. Last night, Joel Embiid set out, and Ben Simmons Ben Simmons played really, really well. Had like 31 points, had a career high in the playoffs, so played really, really well. That series is 2-1. The Orlando-Toronto series is 1-1, going into game 3 tonight. The Boston-Indiana series right now, that series is 2-0. Indiana had a complete brain fart in game 2. They should have. Yes, seriously, they had a brain fart.
How?
They just act like they forgot what to do at the end of the game. They played really, really well all the way up until the end of the game.
Wait.
Yeah, they played. They just had a brain fart at the end of the game. So, but that's been an interesting series. Kyrie showed out. Kyrie showed out in game 2. So, that series is 2-0. One of the most interesting series of the playoffs so far for me has been the Portland Trailblazers and Oklahoma series. And, of course, Portland is up 2-0. Game 3 is tonight.
Yeah.
And right now, man, a debate has been going on whether Dame is better than Westbrook or Westbrook is better than Dame. And, man, I've had this conversation in my text. Me and a couple guys have DM'd about it. And everybody like, man, Westbrook is just, man, how can y'all just disrespect the triple-double? And I'm like, and one of the questions that my guy Marcus, he posted on his story, man, he was just like, man, what's more impressive, like numbers or impact? And I was like, impact. And he just sent me a question mark back, and I was just like, man, because numbers can be manipulated. And I think a lot of times, as hard as Westbrook plays, his numbers are manipulated. Like, look, okay, so in this NBA, I'm not talking about the NBA of the past, the NBA that I grew up on, the NBA from the 90s, the early 2000s, the 80s. We're not talking about that. We're talking about this NBA right now, 2018-19. We're talking about this NBA. And this NBA, I can take the top 15 players, and you let them play the way James Harden and Westbrook or LeBron do, where they just have the ball in their hands so much, where their usage rate is so high. I think everybody in the top, anyway, I don't care how you chop it up, your top 15, if you write down your top 15 players in the NBA right now, I'm pretty sure that they can average 30 points in this NBA. So the numbers don't impress me no more because there's no toughness. It's just like we can just run around. We can move wherever we want to, shoot however we want to. I can't touch you. If I foul you a little bit hard, it's a flagrant, and I might get thrown out the game. So there's no grit to the game anymore. So like I said, what Westbrook and James Harden do is impressive. But at the same time, it's not, because I just feel like they, honestly, to me, and I said this in my group, in a group with a couple of homeboys of mine, and a couple of cousins, I said it to them, I was like, they play like my player on 2K.
But
they play like my player, where they just get the ball every possession. And if you had a ball every possession, you're either going to get a bucket or an assist. That's just how it's going to be. So it's, I don't look at it like, oh my God, it's so invading. And they was like, well, other people shot the ball a lot to him. Like, but yeah, Jordan shot it a lot, Kobe shot it a lot, but they didn't hold the ball for 19, 20 seconds out of a 24-second shot clock. Like, they was playing within the triangle where the ball moved from side to side, came back, touched them, boom. Now they're ISO and all of those things, which I love isolation basketball, but at the same time, I understand that you cannot do that every possession down the floor. Just can't do it. And you're not going to win like this. So, like I said, I get it. I get what they're doing. I get how they're getting their numbers, but I just think they play exactly like 2K my player. Like, just give me the ball and get out the way. I'm either going to get this bucket or I'm going to get this assist. So, you know, it is what it is. Neither one of them are bad players. That's Milwaukee. So, like I said, Milwaukee is up 2-0 on Detroit. Boston is up 2-0 on Indiana. 76ers are up 2-1 on the Nets. Toronto is up 1-1 on Orlando. Portland is up 2-0 on OKC. The San Antonio Spurs are up 2-1 on Denver. And I do actually think that San Antonio is going to win this series. I just think their experience, as players and, of course, the coach, they're going to find a way to win this series. What's up?
Let me say something. You've been saying stuff for, like, I don't know, most of the time.
So you got something to say?
Yeah.
Go ahead. You're going to say, so say this. This is who?
Mm-hmm.
Houston.
Ask me, I want to do it about the East and the West.
Okay, this the West right here. So who is this? This Houston, the Rockets.
The Rockets
are. This is Utah. The Rockets are up what?
2-0.
On the.
Utah Jazz.
So say it again.
The Rockets are 2-1.
Nope.
0, I mean, on the Utah Jazz.
There you go. Now, this series has been good. And then the last one that we're going to speak about is this one. So, who is this? Golden State and the Clippers.
Golden State is 2-1 on, what is it?
The Clippers. Yep, they're up 2-1 on the Clippers. And that series has been interesting just for the simple fact that, Kevin Durant just showed his ass last game, so he showed them exactly who he was. So
also, if you look at their playoff charts right now, right after two more games, probably for 1, 2, 3, 4. People,
They could be going on to the next round.
They might be going on to the next round with either Toronto.
But they'll just be going to the semifinals. So
yeah,
they just have to win
the conference finals, where the two winners, either top or bottom,
mm-hmm.
will go against each other.
And
the NBA finals on 2019, you can see it on YouTube TV. Is actually beginning on May 30th on ABC.
Bro, they can figure all that out on their own. You ain't even got to tell them all that. But Kevin Durant the one thing I love about Kevin Durant, what he did in this series, like he just told us, like he's not going to get into a pissing contest with Patrick Beverly. And I think that's one of the things that he said it, and it made so much sense to me, because he played with a guy in Westbrook that will get into a pissing contest with anybody just to try to prove that he better. Like, he would get into a pissing contest with Dame Lillard in a shooting contest knowing he can't shoot like Dame. So these playoffs have been interesting to me, man. I've enjoyed because the Clippers came back in game two.
Why Indiana is losing by a sweet 2.
Yeah, 2-0. Indiana probably won't win that series.
And then they'll get crossed out like
that's Boston.
Like last time.
Yeah, Boston gonna end up beating them.
Yeah, but if Indiana can get 2 more points, then it's gonna be a tie. What happens at a tie?
They just keep playing. It's the best out of 7, so you have to win 4 games.
Oh.
So whoever get the 4 games first, they advance to the next round.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is how they work, so.
Right now, I'll bet, what if these teams are in a battle?
Yeah, well, this one is a battle right here, the Toronto and Orlando. I think Toronto is going to end up winning.
This how one about more. A bet?
What kind of bet do you want?
I bet that for the West, Boston... The Brooklyn and Toronto and
that's Milwaukee.
Milwaukee.
So you think
they'll all win?
So you think Milwaukee gonna win? Boston gonna win? You think Brooklyn is gonna win? And who else?
Toronto.
Okay, so the only one that I disagree with you on is I think Philadelphia gonna win. So I bet you that Philadelphia is gonna beat Brooklyn, and if the Sixers beat the Nets, what's the bet? We got to come up with a bet. 20 push-ups.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a deal?
No.
So what's the deal?
I can't even do 20.
Okay, so you can do 10. I have to do 20. If Brooklyn wins, I got to do 20.
No, 50.
Okay, 50 then.
Actually, you know, at 10 with me on your bet.
Okay, so that's the bet. So I have.
And
so,
I'm pretty... And I weigh a lot.
So the bet is if Brooklyn beats the 76ers in this series, I gotta do 20 push-ups with you on my back.
I said 10.
Okay, so 10.
Because it's gonna be a lot of pressure.
Okay, so is that a deal?
Mm-hmm.
Shake hands on it. Bet. So, again, we just a little breakdown of the playoffs. It's been interesting so far, man. I hope it continues that way as well. So, now to go from there, man, I give y'all the mover of the week, which I have been forgetting. I've just literally been forgetting about the movie of the week the last couple weeks, and that's my fault. I can't blame nobody but me. And it's funny because I have it written down right there in front of me and just won't say it. So for the last couple weeks, I have it wrote down right there in front of me and I won't say it. So this movie that I'm about to say, I found on Netflix, and I've literally been trying to say it for the last maybe 2 or maybe 3 weeks. It's a really, really good movie.
Lots of episodes.
Man, don't worry about a lot of episodes. You mind your business.
Or maybe even all the episodes.
Man, hush, you shut up. So the movie that I'm speaking about is the when I'm on Netflix, I'm kind of random, so I just find, if the picture of the movie looks good, I will watch it. So the movie that I'm referring to is a Netflix film called The Highwayman, and it's starring Kevin Costner and Woody Harrelson. It's a really, really good movie, man. It's based on real life biographical movie. So just the bio of it is two steely former Texas Rangers are tasked with tracking and killing infamous criminals Bunny and Clyde in this crime-based drama on a real event. So they were basically Texas Rangers, and they had to go find Bunny and Clyde, the real Bunny and Clyde. So they're the ones that helped find and kill them. It's a really good movie, though. It's well shot. The acting, Kevin Costner, of course, y'all know who he is, and Woody Harrelson, both really, really great actors. It's a really, really good movie, man. So if y'all get the time, man, go on Netflix. It's called The Highwayman, and I promise you, you'll enjoy that movie. So is there anything else that you want to tell the people before we get out of here?
No.
So you going to tell them bye and see y'all next time?
Peace and see y'all next time. What?
I
wanted to say peace.
You wanted to say peace. Face ass. But like I say every week, man, I appreciate y'all for giving me y'all ear, lending me your ear just to ramble on about a little bit of nothing every week. I want to say, if y'all have any questions, comments, or anything, reach out to me at Prisoner of War 10 on Instagram, on Twitter, and on Facebook. You can type in my name, Desmond Yates, and you'll find me there. Reach out to me, man. Let me know what you think about today's episodes and any other episode that you may have heard. And like I say every week, you can fit in. Just be unusual when you do it. We out.
Bye.